to foretell is number one, and the risk factors that has led to the outbreak in Nigeria are all prevalent here in Ghana. The rodents of the reservoir, the multi-mammoth rat, we have it in Ghana here, and the condition is endemic in all West African countries. That's what the study says. And whilst you have an outbreak in Nigeria and sporadic case in the neighborhood countries, Niger, Togo, Sierra Leone, and it's prudent that we stay red alert, be best prepared, and make sure that when there is any emergency, we can early investigate and respond appropriately.
Doc, do we have drugs or resources to tackle any outbreak in Ghana?
What the general population should do, what the health sector should do to get people, the management should be by isolation. You take the case to area where we will not mix with other cases. Then isolation facilities, we requested the hospitals to get isolation readily available. The medication for ribavirin, we are arranging with for the World Health Organization country office, get it in country. And then also the PPEs, personal protective equipment, and other gadgets that you need. You have some in and you need to back up. The need for use of gloves and other things which will not bring body to direct contact with body fluid of the affected. So these are things that you have put in place and you continue further developing such preparedness. We have arranged with Noguchi, which has capacity to help the country and even countries around it. So our preparedness has started, and for now we are ready.
That was the Director of Public Health of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Abedusa Akodie, talking to Cynthia Boateng.